Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, brings you St. Gabriel's Trumpet, a Catholic news weekly produced by AM 820 to keep you informed and up to date about what's happening in our listening area. And now, St. Gabriel's Trumpet with host Chip Stalter.
Good afternoon and welcome to St. Gabriel's Trumpet on this feast day of St. Adrian. He's the patron of butchers and soldiers. According to legend, Adrian was a pagan officer at the imperial court of Nicomedia. He was so impressed by the courage of a group of Christians who were being tortured, he declared himself a Christian and was imprisoned with them and suffered excruciating tortures before he was put to death. His young wife Natalia, who was present at his death, comforted him in his agony and recovered one of his severed hands and took it to Agrippolis near Constantinople, where she fled to escape. Got a great show for you today on the trumpet. We're going to talk to Julie McGinty about her work as an intern in the Columbus area. She's a student at Notre Dame University. Bill Messerly takes over the conversation segment this week, and he sits down again with Dr. Joseph Bretnacher, the Episcopal Moderator of Catholic Education for the Diocese. First up, a 10-time Emmy Award-winning sportscaster and 2-time Associated Press Best Sports Broadcaster in Ohio, Doug Lascelles has made a career out of watching football games. With over 30 years of experience in broadcasting, public speaking, advertising, PR, and marketing, Doug is also much in demand to MC several events and fundraisers for Central Ohio philanthropic and civic organizations each year. Over the past 3 football seasons, Doug has also immersed himself in rigorous research and development process necessary to perfect and patent FanMug, a company that supports fundraising efforts for organizations such as pediatric cancer. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is proud to have Doug as their host for the Catholic High School Football Game of the Week. Doug is just one of the amazing team members we're hearing from as we kick off our Friday night high school football coverage on AM 820 that began on August 29th.
Joining us today on the trumpet is the one and only Doug Lascelles, who is the host of our Catholic High School Preview Show with Ryan Baker. And we are so blessed to have you, Doug, as part of our high school broadcast team. So welcome to the trumpet.
Well, thank you very much, Carrie. And I think my wife would tell you the emphasis on the only, not the one and only, just it's only,
just the only.
Doug Lascelles. But it's a pleasure to be here and really gearing up for another season of Catholic High School football on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and very excited about it.
As a longtime sportscaster in the secular realm in Columbus for 29 years, what prompted you to join St. Gabriel Radio?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Bill Messerly, your executive director, asked me 6 years ago if I'd be interested in getting involved. And, you know, from my sportscasting background, when they added the Catholic High School Game of the Week and the preview show, and it was just a natural. I mean, I'm Catholic. My wife is a Spanish teacher and the foreign language chair at DeSales. My daughter goes to St. Andrew. And it was, you know, it's neat to have the opportunity to be on a radio station where, you know, in some other areas, you, I don't want to say you have to hide your faith, but you can't talk about your faith. Mm-hmm. Whereas St. Gabriel Radio, you can. And not only can you, but you should. And so I'm able to express my faith, I just am such a big fan of St. Gabriel's mission and reaching people and you know, people forming a relationship with Jesus Christ, that when I had the opportunity to come in, and you know, how much neater can it get, Carrie, that I'm here doing sports, which is what I've always wanted to do, and I can do it in a faith-based way. So it's been a blast, and I've really enjoyed it every step of the way.
And I think when we started this, a lot of people may have said, you know, why sports? Is this in alignment on St. Gabriel's mission, on the evangelization, on the good news? But what we found is we really have opened up the audience to all of our families across, you know, Central Ohio with the Catholic high school teams. And we've even had people that have listened in and tuned in, grandparents internationally, mm-hmm. you know, so it's been really neat to see that growth and that expansion of our listening audience, that then they're familiar with AM 820 and they listen to us on Friday nights, and then throughout the week may tune in and really hear the good news.
Absolutely. And, you know, God reaches you where you are. And last I checked, in Ohio on a Friday night during football season, where a lot of folks are, is at a high school football game or on their way to a game, or they want to hear our preview show on the way to the game and the post game show on the way back. And yeah, it's another form of evangelization. And, you know, when you think about when we started out, the target audience obviously is to Catholics, but it's to bring in other folks who maybe turned away from the faith or are getting the word now about joining the Catholic Church. And you know, this year we're expanding it even with the post-game show. So I think sports certainly fits in with what the mission is of the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. This is a great example of, as I mentioned, reaching people where they are. And it's neat because we get to talk about the X's and O's on the preview show with the, mm-hmm. with the coaches and the players, but we also get to talk about their faith. We get to hear from 15, 16-year-old high school sophomores and juniors who will tell us how much a faith-based education in a Catholic school and how much the prayer before the game means to them. So I think it fits right in with the mission because, you know, the mission is to reach Catholics, to reach those who would certainly benefit from joining the faith, and we're reaching them where they are.
I think it's incredible also that we'll be able to provide that service of having all the scores for all the different teams and really open up those doors on Friday nights that we're going to be the station that people tune into to hear those team scores across the city.
Absolutely. I think it's a wonderful addition. And again, part of it is my sportscaster hat telling me this as well, that we've done the Catholic High School Football Game of the Week, now going into our sixth year, and the preview show, and now we're adding the post-game show on AM 820, presented by This Week Newspapers. And I know the folks over at This Week, when I was at the Ohio News Network and we did the high school football state championship games, Lee Cochran was our studio analyst. He's the sports director over at This Week Newspapers. And it's going to be so much fun to have his reporters at all these games that they'll call in. Ryan and Lee will give you all the scores from all the football games.
We're really so blessed to have you as part of our team. And I would love for you to just share with us everything else that you're doing out in the community and what some of your background and experience has been.
Well, thank you, Carrie. And believe me, I'm blessed to be here. I've felt that all along. And, you know, I started out at Channel 4 29 years ago. We talked about time flying. I was 12 at the time. No, I'm getting up there in years, but I spent 13 and a half years at Channel 4 and enjoyed every minute of it. Then I went to the Ohio News Network. And as I mentioned, we did the high school football and basketball state championship games. And then I got out of television in 2002. My wife was not fond of the crazy hours and schedule, weekends, holidays, nights, all of that. And I started a business called Fan Mug, which it looks like a miniature football helmet, but it's a can cooler, a mug, and a desk caddy all in one. And we're doing a ton of charity philanthropy with this, which I really am excited about. For instance, we've partnered with 9 of the largest university dance marathons around the country, starting with Ohio State, of course. And what we do is we provide them, the student volunteers, with their school fan mug at a cost of $5 each, always on consignment, so there's never a risk to the charity. Pay us after they've sold the mugs. They sell them for $10 each, and the $5 difference goes to their cause, which is almost always the pediatric cancer unit at the local children's hospital. So last fall alone, we raised $18,000 for the fight against pediatric cancer, which is awesome. I want to expand that to 100 colleges. You know, the goal would be to raise $500,000 a year for the fight against pediatric cancer. We did 3,000 pink fan mugs as a fundraiser for the Stephanie Spielman Fund for Breast Cancer Research. And I've been blessed to have the opportunity to work with a lot of organizations as MC. I have the privilege of MCing the Catholic Men's Conference every year, and here Dave Orsborn and the great staff at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio putting it on the air, and that's fabulous. I just yesterday emceed the Bishop's Golf Outing, which is a fundraiser for Catholic high school tuition. I mentioned I work with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I had the pleasure of emceeing the Women's Care Center fundraiser, which is a pro-life organization to help women with unplanned pregnancies. I've been blessed to have the opportunity to be involved with so many of these organizations, and quite frankly, to run my own business now with FanMug, I have the flexibility to do a lot more of it. And then out of the blue, after I'd been out of sportscasting for 9 years, Clay Hall from Channel 6 called before the 2011 season and said, do you have any interest in getting back on TV, co-hosting the Ohio State football preview show, the Football Fever preview show and post-game show, where I work with Clay and Matt Finkus and Obie Stillwell and Ben Buchanan. And you'll get a kick out of this. I went and I said, let me talk to the boss. And I asked my wife, would you mind if I went back into TV? And her response was, 13 days a year in that business, that's just about right. So it's a good mix. I get to work out of the home. I play Mr. Mom because my wife, as I mentioned, teaches at DeSales. I've been blessed many times over, and and very happy to be able to, as I mentioned, work with so many great organizations and so many great people in this community.
You're such an incredible role model because you're truly living your faith, you know, with all these things that you're doing with the charities, and you're tying in faith and sports. And I really think it's such a unique thing, especially because I think our kids see them as two different things, but you're really living that. Your athletics kind of complements your faith because it's mind, body, and spirit. And those are some of the fundamentals that we're teaching them.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, you learn from your mentors. And Archie Griffin is a man for whom I have a great deal of respect, nicest guy in the world. As a football player, as great as he was, he's even greater as a person. And I've heard him speak about how his faith was the basis for all of it from childhood. He had a relationship with Jesus, obviously still has a very strong relationship with Jesus. And you hit it right on the head, Carrie. It starts with the faith. Mm-hmm. It starts with the faith in the family. And from that, you're blessed with things that grow, like athletics or extracurricular activities, charity, whatever you're involved in. I feel so fortunate to be able to combine two loves. Obviously, right. The most important one is my faith. But yeah, I love sports. And if we can combine the two and get an opportunity to talk football as well, I feel very, very blessed to be here.
Well, it's been a really great journey with you for the past 6 years.
Thank you very much. And Carrie, I remember when we first started, you were our statistician. You were our go-to for the schools. It was kind of neat and fun because remember, St. Gabriel wasn't that old. I think what happened was we all said, hey, let's do Catholic High School Football Game of the Week. And everybody said, great. And then the next thought was, how are we going to do that? And you played such a great role.
Well, you know how that happened because I actually took stats for Coach Smith, who was one of the top high school coaches in St. Thomas Aquinas in Fort Lauderdale. So I was really proud of that. And then all of a sudden, I was doing stats for a whole season.
No, you did a great job. And again, from humble beginnings, we continue to grow and grow and expand our reach. And, you know, AM 820, the strongest AM signal in the state of Ohio. We're blessed that it keeps getting bigger and better. And it was through the efforts of people like you, starting out as a volunteer, who we all just said, okay, what's the mission? What can we do to make
it
happen?
Together.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your service.
My pleasure. Look forward to seeing you this football season.
God bless you, Doug.
You too.
Tune in to AM 820 on Friday nights during football season to hear Doug LaSalle host the Catholic High School Football Game of the Week. You're listening to St. Gabriel's Trumpet. It's 12 minutes past the hour. Bishop Frederick Campbell has appointed Dr. Joseph Ray Bretnacker, the new Episcopal Moderator of Catholic Education and Superintendent of Schools for the Diocese of Columbus, succeeding Lucia McQuaid, who is retiring after 45 years of service to the Columbus Diocesan Schools. Dr. Bretnacker has more than 20 years of administration experience in both public and Catholic schools. He has most recently served for 9 years as the principal and president of Central Catholic Junior and Senior High School in Lafayette, Indiana. Dr. Bretnacker received a BA in Industrial Education, a Master of Science degree in Secondary Education, and a PhD in Leadership.
Dr. Bretnacker, as the new Episcopal Moderator of Catholic Education and Superintendent of Schools for the Diocese of Columbus, you're touching a great number of age groups and activities. What segments of education and faith development are you overseeing?
Well, I'm overseeing the Office of Religious Education and Catechesis, Youth and Young Adult Ministry, also Recreation, and the Office of Catholic Schools.
That's a long list. I know that it'll keep you quite busy and your team quite busy. Bishop Campbell said in a recent Catholic Times article that you have a vision of offering students not only an outstanding academic education, but one that calls them to true discipleship of Jesus Christ. What does it mean to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, and how does the diocesan office assist parents in developing faith?
Well, I think when you look back at reading the gospel, you'll find several locations where Jesus is talking about discipleship and what is needed. And the first and foremost thing is to love God and to put God before family. Secondly is self-denial, also the willingness to be obedient and to go out and to preach the gospel. And that was really a very tall order, and certainly something that I would struggle with living up to, but I think that's okay because we have help and God provides.
on the new Diocese of Columbus website for education. It speaks to the role of integrating the Catholic faith within the educational process. To carry out the goal, the website uses the Catholic bishops' principles as a foundation. What are these foundational principles?
Well, the foundation principles first is communicating the gospel message to Jesus Christ. We also work towards building and modeling a community of faith. We want to orient students to an obligation of experience of service. And in addition, we want to provide students with the opportunity for growth through worship.
And you mentioned building and modeling a community of faith. Our diocese schools have a rich tradition of academic excellence and in modeling Christian behavior. Although changes may not come overnight, do you have some ideas to help us improve the building of faith communities within our schools, youth ministries, and PSR programs?
Well, that's a tall order for anybody that's coming in new. So all I can do right now at this point is to give you my opinion, but as a leader, it takes at least 90 days to a year to be able to assess what's going on and to call upon one's own strength in order to lead the diocese. But in my opinion, all of our schools are doing an excellent job of promoting Catholic identity and community of faith. I think that a lot of this stems from the parish life. And I think that we can lead our diocese further if we can get more families to attend Mass on a regular basis and participate in parish life. And then what happens from that is that the students follow suit. They do that at school and they do that at the parish. And the more people that we have attending Mass, the more that we'll give of their time, treasure, and talent, and this will help to support our Catholic schools. We need to be able to keep our Catholic schools accessible and affordable to all so that any parent who wants their child to deepen their relationship with Jesus Christ can do so because they'll have the financial assistance that they need.
Well, thank you, Dr. Brent Nacker, the new Episcopal Moderator of Catholic Education for the Diocese of Columbus, for joining us on St. Gabriel's Trumpet. Let us all pray that God protects us and guides you and your team members and all the educators in the Diocese of Columbus to reflect the light of Christ on all they touch.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Our thanks to Dr. Brent Nacker, the new Episcopal Moderator of Catholic Education for the Diocese of Columbus, for joining us on St. Gabriel's Trumpet. Here are some upcoming events you might be interested in the diocese. On Saturday, September 13th, from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. at St. Agatha Church in Upper Arlington, the second annual marriage retreat will take place. It's sponsored by the Family and Marriage Life Office of the Diocese. It will feature Mass celebrated by Bishop Frederick Campbell and presentations by Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcak. They're the hosts of More to Life Radio and authors of Parenting with Grace and A Marriage Made for Heaven. Registration is open. Contact the Marriage and Family Life Office of the Diocese for more information. On Wednesday, September 17th, from 7 until 9 p.m., Pregnancy Decision Health Centers will have their annual dinner at Villa Milano. The speaker is Father Frank Pavone. For more information or to register for the banquet, you can go to supportpdhc.org. You're listening to St. Gabriel's Trumpet, a production of St. Gabriel Radio. I'm your host, Chip Stalter. It's 19 minutes past the hour. This summer, Columbus has been blessed to have several students from Notre Dame University interning at several area organizations performing service throughout the community. Today, Carrie talks with Julia McGinty, who's interning at Mount Carmel Outreach. Julia talks about her experience serving with this organization over the summer. Julia is studying pre-med at Notre Dame, and she's from Massachusetts.
Joining us today on the Trumpet is Julia McGinty, who is a Notre Dame University intern here this summer. She is interning at the Mount Carmel Outreach Department, and she's here to talk to us about her background, who she is, and what she's bringing to this experience during her service time here at Mount Carmel in Columbus, and then also what she's getting from this experience. So welcome to the Trumpet.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Julia.
So I am a Notre Dame student from Massachusetts, and I've kind of ended up all over the place, ended up going to college in Indiana at Notre Dame, and picked Columbus, not necessarily for Columbus, but I really had looked into some of the programs that were offered through this internship experience and kind of fell in love with Mount Carmel's mission and what they were doing, and had applied for this one specifically and was really grateful when I was selected to come to this site and work here.
So talk about some of that. You're a pre-med student. So what do you see your vision of being a doctor, and then how is that in line with the service that you're doing?
So my mother is actually a nurse, so that's kind of shaped how I've thought of medicine. At the same time, just my other experiences with medicine in general has kind of given me insights here and there. But at Mount Carmel, we work with a really compassionate crew of people. All of our staff really care about all of the people that we work with. And we work with generally underserved populations, a lot of the homeless at certain clinics that we visit. And it's really solidified my personal commitment to try and gear medicine towards both compassionate care as well as towards serving the underserved. And I think there's definitely a disparity in healthcare. And one of my personal goals is to hopefully work in a program that addresses that disparity. And I've definitely seen that this summer with Mount Carmel, and I would love, after my own education, to sort of continue on a similar track.
Is there any one experience that you've had this summer so far that has really helped you in your formation or really stood out to you as something that was a true learning experience, maybe even spiritually, physically, emotionally, that would stand out and that you can take with you in, as you move forward?
There is one experience which I've talked about a lot already this summer to different individuals, and I actually used it as part of my personal statement for applying to medical school. And as part of Mount Carmel's outreach department, we have a program called Street Medicine, and we will go actually in a little Jeep and drive on bike paths and out by the railroad and other areas, and we will hunt for homeless camps, and we bring either our doctor or nurse practitioner, a med tech, and then our homeless advocate, and then we will bring a student or another observer. And sometimes that's me, sometimes that's Alana, who's also working at Mount Carmel this summer. And I went on street medicine with them one of my first weeks this summer, and we met this woman who was actually living in the woods. And they're at their camp, so no one's really alone. You're usually with other people nearby. Sometimes you'll find people who have hidden themselves away from other people. But this woman was living in a pallet structure made out of wooden pallets off the ground, and she actually had a little dog with her that she was in love with. And she was going through a hard time, and we have a homeless advocate, and part of his job, he kind of serves as a social worker, and he will hook up our homeless patients who we work with social services, help them get housing, help them get SSI, SSD, disability payments, help them get onto Medicaid, things of that nature. And we were trying to get her in housing, but she would not go without her dog because she loved this animal. She had nothing, and she was giving up everything for this. And that, it kind of brings into your perspective that she had absolutely nothing, but still she was willing to give what she had. So we were actually able to get her a note from our nurse practitioner saying that this was a companion animal for her health and depression and mental stability, everything. And she was able to bring this animal with her into housing. And she came back to us the week after I saw her in her pallet structure in the woods. And she showed us her apartment keys. It was absolutely amazing. It was really wonderful. And she was just so grateful and so thankful. But when I was there, I saw the kinds of conditions people were living in. And it was very, it was somewhat disheartening as well as very educational. And there's a quote that has been kind of guiding me this summer through the readings at Notre Dame. And it's by Gregory Boyle, who wrote a book called Tattoos on the Heart. And it says, "This is what we seek, a compassion to understand all that we must carry rather than stand in judgment over how they carry it. So it's the whole point is to, instead of judging people by what they have to deal with in their lives, it's to say, oh my goodness, this is what you have to deal with. I don't know that I could do that, and see the strength in them. And I think that's definitely something I witnessed this summer. And I think that'll stay with me. But the nurse practitioner actually but kind of did a post-event talk with me about it. And she said, what was the best thing of this experience today on street medicine? And I said, seeing how much all of you cared was the best thing. And that really brought home to me that all these people who do things like this outreach medicine or these clinics for the underserved, they're not doing it for money or because it's another job, but because they really care. They really do care about these people and these healthcare disparities and what they're going through. And that's something that has touched me and has made me kind of want to follow in their footsteps.
Julia, that's beautiful. I think you opened up our eyes to all the amazing things that are really going on that we don't see, you know, and sometimes we feel like we're in this bubble and we can see things, whether they're positive or negative, and, you know, see society, but you're actually walking a path where you've shown us now that there's a lot of good happening, and it's the things that we don't see that are the important ones that God does see, you know, and he's able to work through you, through your internships, through your compassion and your passion and your calling to bring light to what's really a dark place for some people. So thank you so much for sharing your story, and we wish you a lot of blessing and a lot of luck through this summer internship. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you again for having me.
That's it for today's episode of St. Gabriel's Trumpet. Hope you learned a little something today. If you've got something crazy good going on in your parish or an event that you'd like to talk about or think we should focus on here at St. Gabriel's Trumpet, send us an email at info@stgabrielradio.com. For the entire St. Gabriel's Trumpet team, I'm Chip Stalter. Deus vobiscum.
St. Gabriel's Trumpet is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820. Archives of St. Gabriel's Trumpet with Chip Stalter and all of our locally produced programs are available at stgabrielradio.com.